This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Thousands of fast food workers in about 35 cities across the country are set to strike today as they push for higher wages. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Workers at McDonald's, Taco Bell, and other fast food chains are striking to demand $15 an hour. That's twice as much as many now earn. Gary Chason is a professor of labor relations at Clark University.
The strike among the fast food workers is a very strange type of a strike.
It cuts across many companies and franchises. The strike is being bankrolled by the Service Employees International Union at the cost of millions of dollars. SEIU President Mary Kay Henry told Marketplace the union wants to improve conditions for all workers. Harley Shaken is a labor professor at UC Berkeley.
Unions are going back to their roots. They're speaking for the dispossessed, most vulnerable.
Shaken says that idealism is great for the union's image. But will the strikes work for the workers? Gary Chason doesn't think so.
The times may not be right for increasing wages, particularly if it's seen as possibly jeopardizing jobs.
The protests have gained momentum, but only a tiny fraction of fast food workers are taking part. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.